Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Lori, and today Daniela and I are going to sit down with the founders and creators of Vendu.
For those of you who may not know, Vendu is a cross-posting application where you can easily cross-post your items on various marketplaces, such as eBay and Poshmark, manage your inventory, and so much more.
All right, friends, join us at the table if you are ready to learn about Vendu and meet our guests today. Welcome, Thomas and Josh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're excited to be here.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah, we are thrilled to have you guys. There is such a buzz in the community right now about, I mean, cross-posting has always been a thing, but I feel like, I don't know if it's just because we've been in conversations about the podcast or what, but it's hyped up right now. And I'm very excited to have you here. And I think our audience is going to just love to hear from you guys and what your platform has to offer.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us, introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your company and how it was founded. And I would love to hear a little bit about how you guys are spread all over the world and what you bring to the table. I'm so excited to hear whoever wants to start.
Yeah, who wants to go first?
Sure. I'll let Thomas start off with the concept and then I'll get into a little bit about what the software does and where we are currently.
Perfect.
Sure. So I'll go ahead and start. I'm Thomas. I'm the CEO. Thank you again for having us. And so basically, Vendu is just a software made for online resellers. Right now, we're focusing kind of on the cross-posting and inventory management part. But our goal is really to, you know, grow into the whole selling process. You know, as you know, you guys are resellers. You know, there's everything from sourcing to listing to shipping and all that stuff. So our goal is to get everywhere out there. So a little bit about how I founded Vendu. It came from an idea. It was kind of from when I was in college. I wanted to make more money. And I started actually reselling in high school. But back then, there was only really eBay, right, to sell stuff on. Then all these new marketplaces started popping up. Poshmark. I used to sell a lot on Grailed. And they pretty much all ask the same questions, you know, title, description, pictures, all that stuff. And that's kind of where the idea from Vendu came. I was like, why should I have to fill out all these fields again and again and again and again and again? And that's kind of when I reached out to Josh, because he was a pretty big reseller. We're from the DC area, so he was a pretty big reseller.
Did you guys go to school together? Or did you know each other when you were younger, or how did you meet?
Dizzy is kind of like his nickname for Josh.
Got it.
So if I say that, it's kind of because I'm used to calling him Dizzy.
That's but, okay, you can call it.
But yeah, no, he's I knew about him. Like, he's like a selling legend in the DC area. So that's kind of
so cool. Yes.
So he was famous, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What sort of things did you guys sell back in the day?
So I've always been, sorry, Tommy, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I've always been like a sneaker and streetwear kind of guy. That's what I've been into since I was in middle school or so. And in high school, I started selling all those types of items, collectible Jordans and rare Nikes and vintage streetwear and sportswear. And I opened a store in 2007. So I had like the first sneaker consignment store in the Washington, D.C. area in 2007. And then all the years after that, I would do, even when I moved out of the Washington, D.C. area, I would do these big Christmas sale pop-up stores every year. And Thomas came and met me at one of those. I think it was 2015 or 2016.
2016.
And he kind of just pitched the idea to me that he wanted to build something for resellers. And when he was explaining it, every single pain point that he was trying to solve were things that I was experiencing personally on a daily basis trying to run my own business.
Right.
So he was mentioning things like, when you sell an item on one site, you have to remember to take it down off the rest of the site so that it doesn't double sell. And we were going to build features for that. Mm-hmm. And managing all your inventory at one place so you can track it so that you don't have to keep making spreadsheets every day. And we wanted to come up with a solution for that. And as he was pitching this idea, it just sounded so relatable. And so it was like it hit the nail on the head to the solutions that I needed personally.
Right.
And because I needed those solutions and I was experiencing those things, I kind of realized there's probably a huge industry of people out there that are also having these same problems.
Right.
So with us two and then two other guys on the team, Chris and Ben. Mm-hmm. Chris is our CTO, so he does all the software development, the building, and manages our development team. And then Ben, who you guys see with me often in our videos, mm-hmm. is the head of customer service. So he handles all of the interactions with our users and makes sure bugs get fixed, errors and customer service messages get handled. But that's kind of how the team came together. And it's been, I mean, I fast forwarded really quickly through 4 years of hard work, but that's kind of where we started to where we are now.
I think it's great that both of you come from reselling backgrounds. I think that's so important when creating such an application, no matter what application it is, anything to help resellers. When you have that knowledge of what it's like to go through that process of sourcing and listing and selling and then having to list things on other platforms and take them down and managing it, like all that stuff is so important when you're creating such an application for users. I think that's great that you have so much knowledge behind it and were able to produce such an amazing app that people love.
Because there are so many nuances, right? There are like little things that somebody who may be new to reselling or who didn't have the experience that you both had, who might miss a thing or two, you know? And I feel like you guys really cover all the bases and you just keep getting bigger and growing.
Well, Thomas, the cool thing about it.
Go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say the really cool thing about what you mentioned is that every reseller's process is slightly different.
Right.
So with the feedback that we get from our users, with the, even before we launched for about maybe a year and a half, we were just traveling around the country to like different reseller conventions, meetups, Posh mm-hmm. Fest, reseller rally in Chicago. We just went to all these different cities and kind of were on the ground talking to people, just trying to hear their experience and what they wanted us to build. And what we found out was that everybody's process is slightly different. So we were getting really great feedback about things we hadn't considered, features we hadn't considered. And that's really helped us shape the software more so than our personal reselling experience, but hearing exactly what our users and what the potential users in that market are looking for, that helped us kind of define what features we needed to build and in what order.
Which is crucial to have a successful app, no matter what it is, right? That's really what the backbone of any application is what is it that the people that are going to use it, what do they really need? And what's the data out there look like for it, right? Everything's based on the data that's out there. So that's awesome that you guys even did that. Never knew there were reseller conventions besides like eBay Open and Poshfest. So that's kind of cool to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. We started off just on social media, following a lot of resellers who we looked up to, and we felt like this person is kind of our target user. So we found some people that create great content and they're really informative in their posts. And we kind of were able to, through following all of those people, find out about all these different pockets of resellers that are around the country.
Right.
Because I know when I was reselling, it's a pretty isolated and solitary profession. Mm-hmm. You kind of go about your business, you go to your, you source, you go to thrift stores, you come home, you take your photos, but you kind of do everything in isolation. Mm-hmm. And when we started working on Vendu, I noticed that there's like a seller community on Instagram, on Facebook, on Reddit, all these different places where they just share information with each other, share resources with each other. And I wasn't personally connected to that community at all before we started working on Vendu. So it was cool for me to see like how many resources there were out there and how willing people were to help each other build their businesses as well and not look at it as competition or not want to hold information back so that they had the upper hand on sellers in their area or anything like that. It's like a really friendly, close-knit community. And that was kind of cool because we were able to just start to join into that community and be a part of it and contribute to it. And that's helped us a lot.
Yeah, it's like a light switch goes off when you realize that you have that connection or the capability to connect with so many other people. Because mm-hmm. prior to, you know, tapping into Instagram and meeting Daniela and I met through Instagram and through YouTube. And yeah, before it all, you're just kind of flailing on your own and kind of doing what you think is best. And some stuff works and some doesn't. And you are alone. And yeah, our community is wonderful that we can tap into so many resources.
Actually, I remember I had the idea for this and I was like, I didn't know like this community existed. And I found it like, you know how Instagram kind of recommends you people to follow? Yeah. I found this community by accident. It was like, I wanted to buy something from a seller and I followed that seller. And then like they recommended me other sellers. And I just remember that night, I just couldn't sleep because like, this is, I was like, I found like a gold mine because this is exactly what I was looking for like the tool that I wanted to build. And I was like, I know there has to be people, but like, where are these people? And then
right, I know there's Instagram, people like me out there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of when I found.
So I mean, Lori and I have a very similar story. So I've always been a reseller since I was 16 years old. It's something I've always done. I never did it in like a business form, right? Like it was always a way to make an extra money for myself, whether it was to buy clothes or shoes that I wanted, or when I got to college, it was to help pay for college and pay for textbooks, right? All that kind of stuff. Then go back about 2-3 years ago, I was like, okay, I think instead of working 2 or 3 part-time jobs and a full-time job and going to school and doing those different things, what can I do from home that can make me extra money? And that's when I realized that there was an actual thing called reselling. I had no idea that such a thing even existed. And YouTube was the first place I went to. And that's how I found Lori, because I was looking at videos of the New Hampshire bins because I wanted to go there. I wanted to try it out. I kept seeing it on YouTube and had no idea that something existed like that 2 hours away from me. So that's how I connected with Lori. I went immediately on Instagram. I created this Poshmark Instagram for myself. I didn't do it on my personal one. And I reached out to Lori and I was like, hey, I'm close to you and let's be friends. Like that's basically how it started, you know? And then I started meeting more people and more people, and it just kind of kept growing from there.
Mushrooms out, you know? And even with Ventu, when you guys were in your beta phase, I had like heard about you somehow, maybe from another reseller, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I decided to try it when it was free. And I did a video October of 2019. And, you know, obviously it wasn't sponsored. I didn't know you guys. I was like a infant when it came to like even using the platform. I didn't know what I was really doing much, but I knew it was something great, you know, early on, that you guys had really tapped into something very special. And it's so nice to see how your presence has grown in our community as well. And everybody knows the Vendu guys, and your Instagram feed is really fun. And it's really exciting to see. And I feel like the possibilities are endless. Like there's just still so much more that you guys are going to do.
Yeah, we have a bunch of features we want to introduce. So we're just getting started.
Yeah. So tell us, I mean, I would say a lot of people will reach out to me and say, you know, tell me about Vendu, or how does this work? Is it hard? Is it expensive? Like, what's this? What's that? So for our listeners, could you guys just go over, you know, maybe a couple of the different plans, or what sets you guys apart from the rest? I mean, I know you guys offer like kind of the a la carte system. If people can pick and choose, if they want to list and delist and different platforms, how many platforms you're on, like maybe just like give everybody like a synopsis of like the ins and outs.
Cool. So currently we have 8 marketplaces. So we have eBay, Etsy, Poshmark, Mercari, Depop, Grailed, Tradesy, and Kitizen. Mm-hmm. And then we have 2 more marketplaces that we're currently working on. We haven't announced what those are yet, but they should be out within this first quarter of the year, hopefully, if everything goes according to schedule. Mm-hmm. And then the way our plans are set up, because we know everybody has a different size reselling business. Some people are part-time entry level. Some people are doing this full-time with VAs and assistants. And so we have different tiers based on the size of your business. So we have like an $8.99 plan that allows you to add 25 new items a month to your Vendu inventory. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of plans in between, all the way up to $149 a month, which is for 4,000 items. And we have quite a bit of users in that 4,000 item plan that get 4,000 new listings up every month on all their marketplaces, which that's is incredible impressive. To me. Wow. I don't know how they do it, but
that's insane.
They're not on this amazing phone call.
Yeah,
yeah, like, it's amazing to get 4,000 new listings up in 30 days. I'm really impressed by that. But there's people in that plan, which is surprising. So we have different tiers along the way, and then we have some add-on features on our pricing model that are additional features that you can use to kind of enhance the experience. So we have an importing feature, which allows you to, let's say you start on Vendu today and you're already a Poshmark seller, you can just take all the items from your Poshmark closet and then just with a few clicks, import them into your Vendu inventory. So that now you can start with your existing items and then cross post them out from there. And then we have a relist delist feature, which is probably the crowd favorite. Like that's the one that we get the most.
Explain this to me, because I'm not sure I quite get this.
Wait, before you explain that, I have a question.
Yes.
Me first. When it imports everything from Poshmark, is it importing constantly? Like every time you're adding something, it's importing it? Is there a button you have to click? Like how does that work?
Okay, so what you do is you click on like our new item button, like you're creating a new listing. And then at the top of that form, it says import from, and it has all the different marketplaces that you can choose from.
Okay.
If you click Poshmark, for example. So when you're a Vendu user, you would connect your Poshmark account mm-hmm. to the Vendu account. And then now Vendu can access your closet and vice versa. That's how we're able to send listings from our software to your closet. Mm-hmm. So when you click import from Poshmark, it basically populates all of the items that are in your Poshmark okay. closet. It shows you on a list, and then you can just check the ones you want to import up to 20 at a time. It does those in a few seconds, and then you can go back and do 20 again until you've imported all of your items.
Perfect. Thank you.
And it so runs on really, an extension. It runs on a Chrome extension.
It runs on a Google Chrome extension, correct.
Okay.
Just in case.
Do you want to add something, Tommy?
No, I was just going to answer. So actually eBay and Etsy, they don't run an extension. The other marketplaces do run an extension.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, you can just say, basically, if you really want to cross post, you'll need the extension because everybody wants to cross post onto Poshmark and yeah. Mercari. So yeah, basic, yeah.
Okay. You'll need this.
So the D-List Relist add-on that we have has two purposes. So first, if you have this add-on on your plan, let's say, for example, you have an item, a shirt that's listed on 6 platforms. It sells on eBay. So you just click on that item in Vendu and you mark that it sold on eBay, and our D-List Relist feature will automatically take it down off the rest of the marketplaces for you instantly. So that's the first purpose of the D-List Relist. And then the second one, which is the main reason that people use it. Let's say, for example, in your Poshmark closet, you have something that's been posted for 6 months and it's not getting any traction. It's just kind of stale at the bottom of your closet. You can click that D-List button on Vendu. It'll take it down off Poshmark, and then you press Relist and it puts it right back up with the same details as a brand new listing that shows up in Poshmark just in algorithm. So you get all of the traction of the items that just got added to their platform.
Right.
And then that usually allows it to get some eyes on it, some visibility, and it probably will sell a lot quicker.
Yeah, I think I think on Poshmark and Grill, they ask you to like constantly discount the item to get more like users. So that's a way of like getting more users to watch it.
They definitely push the new listings to the top. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Right. So you can freshen up your closet very easily.
And, so I have a question. In order to use the D-List Relist, you need to be creating your listings on Vendu.
No.
You
don't have to. So this is what you do. Once you have the D-List Relist as part of your monthly plan, mm-hmm. any item that's in your Vendu inventory, you can delist or relist. So no matter how it got there, no matter if you created it in Vendu or if you imported it from somewhere else, as long as it's in your inventory, you can delist and relist it.
Why am I not
using that? Why aren't you doing this, Lori? Write it down.
I know. Oh, no, that's fantastic.
And that doesn't just work for Poshmark. That works for all of the marketplaces as well, that feature. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Really good.
Yeah, that was a big fan favorite during the pandemic, like during the lockdown, because obviously people couldn't source. So lots of people were delisting and relisting to try to, freshen up their items. And it's, the add-on's only $5 and you sell one item from that delist and relist.
It pays for itself quickly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think when it comes to things like this, like a cross-posting application, if you're using it right on a daily basis and you're putting all these items on different platforms, the application itself you selling one item is going to pay for it for the entire month. That's kind of the benefit of doing this, is without you manually having to spend the time to put on every single app, because you have to factor in time when you're doing all this, right?
Yeah,
by just clicking a few buttons, you can make, I mean, the possibilities are endless, right? Mm. Like, you can't even put a dollar amount on it. The possibilities are just endless, and you're in front of all different audiences. It's great.
So like, if you're on one platform and you focus all your time and energy on one platform, not only are you segmenting off your audience, the potential customers that could buy your product, but you're not establishing your presence on those other marketplaces as well. Right. So with selling items, you can have the best items, you can source the greatest things, take the best photos, have the best listings, but if you post an item on eBay and the buyer that wants it is on Etsy, that's not gonna benefit you at all. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, because of the time constraint, like because it literally takes, you know how long it takes to list something manually on multiple marketplaces, so people kind of shy away from it. But if you're on one platform and then you join a software like Vendu, you're exponentially increasing the visibility of your items times 8. You have the potential to multiply the visibility by 8, which saves you so much time and just opens up the potential for so many sales that you weren't eligible for prior to that.
And to have that delist feature where you just click one button and it wipes it off everything, that's really Definitely. Exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've noticed I'm doing a challenge, as you guys know, for my YouTube channel, where I'm cross posting. I wanted to make it a manageable number so people could join me, but I'm doing 12 listings a day because I think I wanted to do like 250 in the 21 days or whatever. So whatever the math turned out, it was over 200. So 12 mm-hmm. items a day for 21 days. And then I'm going to kind of report how, because I wasn't using my resources, and I hadn't cross-posted to eBay in a bit. So this year, with New Year's resolutions and such, it was a goal. And you know, I'm already seeing a difference in the amount of activity over on eBay. And Daniela, you're cross-listing as well. And yeah, it just to get your product in front of that many more people. However many users are on Poshmark, it's like six times the number.
Oh yeah, eBay is just massive in comparison.
Plus you have international buyers as well on eBay,
which is why I like eBay. So like I've always been on eBay. I used to sell on eBay back when I was younger, right? But I shied away from it, especially when I started on Poshmark, because Poshmark is so easy, right? Like, so I'm that person that lists on Poshmark first and then cross lists everything on all the other platforms, even though I should probably list it on eBay first and then list it everywhere else. It probably makes more sense.
Whatever works for you, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just everyone seems to go that way. You put it on eBay because it has the most categories, and it's then when you're cross-posting it, it's easier to put in other apps. But anyway, I love the international part of it all on eBay, because most of my sales on eBay are actually international, go figure. I really don't make that many domestic sales on there. I make more international sales.
And then with their global shipping program, they make it really easy to facilitate those international sales.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what I love about Vendu when I'm doing my title, when I take it from Poshmark and I'm getting ready to load it onto eBay, you know, there's different character limits with each mm-hmm. platform, and it tells you right at the top, like eBay has this many. And as you're typing, it will like, you know, it tells you what your running tally is. And so I always like mm-hmm. fill up with more keywords when I cross post from Poshmark. Like I'll always mm-hmm. add men's or women's in the beginning, and I'll add my size or color or just more keywords because I can. But mm-hmm. it's really nice. But it also gives you like all the max numbers for each platform, which is really helpful.
Yeah. Another thing that we don't really advertise often, but people are really fond of, is the fact that we automatically format the photos for them as well. So okay. I know like in Poshmark, for example, they want all their photos to be square. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you input the photos into our software, we'll format it into a square for you. It just does it automatically when you upload. So that's another convenience that we don't really highlight very often, but we get a lot of good feedback about that.
That is great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Are you both still reselling currently today?
Do you have time to resell, Josh?
I know, really.
I don't have very much time to I mean, you can see behind me, I still have inventory.
You got inventory.
But what I do, because I've been selling for so long, I kind of have like a loyal customer base of people that buy a lot of things from me. So I still try to put some new stuff up every month. And then I also still try to resell in my very limited spare time, just to keep using the software and testing it so that I can make sure the user experience is realistic and accurate. And I use my real life items to test out our new features and things like that. But I don't have as much time as I used to. I still enjoy thrifting and sourcing, but I'm focused more on the business. So I spend majority of my day doing Vendu related stuff. And then sometimes on the weekends, I'll try to get some new items listed.
He still finds really good items. So I'm like, how did you find that?
He's got an eye.
Yeah.
Well, especially like the streetwear stuff, right? The sneakers, all that's hot right now. Like mm-hmm. everyone loves that.
Yeah.
It's been hot. Yeah.
Definitely streetwear and like vintage designer is probably the two things that I find the most, like that's my specialty, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. How is the thrifting in Colombia?
It's not really.
There is none.
I mean, besides curfew and all of the restrictions, is there any thrifting there?
Not, there's reselling, but not so much thrifting. So there was a case where like there were some soccer jerseys that came in and they were like on sale. They were like $5 each. And then I was able to actually resell them, I think for like $12 each, but I mean, I found like 300 of them. So I made like a $500 profit.
Oh, that's nice. Like
from an Adidas outlet. So, nice. But now there's not much time. I'm kind of focusing a lot more on Vendu, just cause like if I was in the US, I would probably definitely be thrifting a lot more. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Do you have any plans to be back in the US anytime soon?
No, I come back every so often, but with the whole COVID,
He was just here like a month and a half ago or so.
Yeah, I was there to visit my parents for Thanksgiving. I had a pop in. Nice. But yeah, I think I'll be coming back soon, hopefully, to
create. It's nice that technology allows you to be with your team from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And since we were already functioning remotely, and we were kind of comfortable with it. We have our schedule of calls every day. Everybody knows their schedule. We have a team calendar. And so the quarantine didn't affect us really as much as it did some other companies.
Right.
And last year was interesting just because there was so much uncertainty every month. You kind of didn't really know what was going on. There was times where it looked like maybe the post office would get shut down and people were concerned about that. Thrift stores closed for a long time. So people were concerned about not getting new inventory, but somehow, it was like a cool, I know it was a really difficult year and people lost loved ones and things like that. But for our business, it kind of helped because a lot of e-commerce transitioned, like a lot of the things that people would normally go out to the store and buy, they started buying online from resellers and people were just in the house and couldn't really do too much. So they saw their sales actually going up when they thought their sales would be going down. Mm-hmm. And then around that same time, I think at the beginning of last year, there was like the big Marie Kondo movement where everybody was kind of cleaning out and simplifying their house and cleaning their closets and their attics and finding new inventory that they didn't really know they had. Mm-hmm. So that that kind of hit at the same time where people were getting into this reselling space. And I think that sustained us until, we were still growing month over month, and even in those months that we thought we might take a hit.
Yeah, but it was definitely
surprising. It was scary for sure.
Being our first year, we were like, you know, we had like plan A, plan B, plan C. Like we had plans for like everything, just because it was a real challenge. Like Josh said, thankfully, it didn't go. It went pretty well for us, but yeah, it was a. Definitely a remarkable like first
year. It's amazing that like as a new company you can just kind of hit the ground running and be able to build momentum so quickly given you know what was going on. I have like a small part of my business is coaching and closet consultations for people who want them, and everybody, I mean I would say 95% of the people who I've met with, it's been because of COVID, I was laid off, I want to give this a try, or I just want to up my reselling game because I'm home. I mean, 95% of my calls were all with people who were reselling more because of the pandemic. So it really did give rise to this whole subculture, and
right.
Reselling's just growing and growing every day with sustainability being so, you know, front of mind for people. It's actually a really great place to be, isn't it?
So yeah. we saw reselling turn into kind of like Uber and Airbnb as far as just being a reliable and a consistent source of secondary income for people, that if you do it correctly or if you do it consistently, it can turn into a full-time source of income for you. And I think us and our competitor both positioned ourselves in the market at the perfect time where this market was just expanding for all those reasons that we just mentioned. But also you can kind of see, like even when I'm watching TV, I'll be watching a basketball game and I'll see a Poshmark commercial on one commercial break. Then the next break, it'll be an eBay commercial, then an Etsy commercial. And that lets me know that there's a lot of money pouring into this industry because they're advertising in places that are big, visible places. You know what I mean? So even today, we saw Poshmark IPO today and went public.
So exciting. Really
so exciting.
For the reseller community. So congratulations to them. But that just shows that things are trending in the right direction for reselling as a sustainable and reliable source of income for people.
Did you guys buy stock? Just curious.
I did. I bought it.
Did you guys?
I haven't yet. Is it, what was it, around 60 something? What was the IPO?
42, I think.
42. 42. Okay.
42.
Yeah. I mean, it's high right now, but just like any other stock that goes public, I mean, it levels itself off eventually, but it was a very exciting
hopefully
day.
It doesn't level off too much. It'd be
yeah,
nice.
No, I know.
So I think when Etsy IPO'd a few years ago, they were around like $60 or so. And I think their stock is about $200 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Etsy's, I looked at it. It's up there.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's definitely, Poshmark might be a good investment.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're investing in, I said, my husband and I were talking like, well, how can we not invest? I mean, that's right. What I do. You know, we have to.
Right. If you believe in the company, right, and you have the capital to do it, you know, it seems to make sense to invest in it. What I was going to say, going off what you're saying about the pandemic and everything, as seasoned resellers, we're also getting hit by, you know, being limited to one platform. Maybe they just didn't have the time to expand to other platforms. I feel like this is why we're seeing so much of a talk about cross-posting to different applications. These seasoned resellers are seeing, okay, maybe I'm limiting myself by being on just Poshmark or being on just on eBay. Maybe some of these items would do better on Kitizen or do better on Etsy. I have a lot of vintage things. Where else can I put this all? Maybe it's Depop. And having you guys out there is just, there's just been a lot of conversation about it, and it's everywhere in Instagram stories. People are asking, you know, can you compare this one with this one? Is this better than that? Or tell me your experience with this one. And it's great to see that kind of growth too within the social media world of it all. And I'm sure you guys see it, you know, people ask questions all the time, and it's very encouraging when you have these types of businesses where you guys work so hard to create something and people see it.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Thomas, could you talk a little bit about the growth that you see for your company? I noticed that you mentioned, you said sourcing, that you want to include sourcing. I'm curious where that falls within the platform.
Sure. So it's not actually, we actually, it's the beginning, it's January, right?
Right.
So we did like our roadmap a little bit. I'm not going to, you know, obviously like spill the beans on everything, but I'll talk about kind of, I guess what's next. So we are going to be adding a little bit of shipped status, because right now we have like a draft, active, sold, and we are going to get into shipped. It's just something simple just so you can like help organize, like, hey, you know, I sold this, all right, now I know I shipped it, so you can kind of like just easily organize like everything that's been shipped. It's something easy that we can add, but I think will really add a lot of value.
I like that
for sellers. And we also want to just kind of our mission is always like save sellers time and help them make more money. So that's always like every decision we make is kind of like, are we making them like more money? Are we helping them save time? So we are also looking to like improve lots of things that we get asked for, just like some features, that ways to just improve like little things. Like we look at, you know, like, is it two clicks? Can we make it one click? Stuff like that. And also, of course, adding two more marketplaces, like Josh said.
That's exciting. So, I mean, I find the app to be very user-friendly. And as you know, I'm not the techiest gal. And it's been wonderful. Because I feel like I don't even feel like I'm utilizing it to the platform's, like, all it has to offer me, you know, and it's exciting to know that there's even more, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to just piggyback real quick on what Tommy was saying about some of the features that we're adding. But we recently, about maybe a month ago, we added a CSV feature.
I was just going to ask that. Do you have a CSV feature?
Yeah, we added a CSV feature. So basically, because we wanted the inventory page to kind of double as a spreadsheet, we now have a feature that you can just click a button and download that CSV file and then just drag it into Excel or drag it into Google Sheets or whatever spreadsheet program you use. It'll populate your spreadsheet for you with all of the different fields. So with title, condition, description, size, color, like all of the fields that you fill out on the Vendu form, because we're able to save that listing information on our database, we can create spreadsheets now for our users, which actually saves them a big step. Because for me, I might have, I don't know, 700 items in inventory or something at the moment, and I have to manage it somewhere. I have to know when I bought it, how much I paid for it, when I sold it, what my net profit was, all of these different things. And to manually input that every day is another part of the process that takes time away from the profitable part of the business. It's a busy work task. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we built that feature. We built that feature so that users can easily just download their entire inventory page and input it right into a spreadsheet.
The CSV file is broken down by each platform that you're selling in. So we'll say Poshmark, eBay.
Filter it that way, but it's just in an itemized list of all your items in your inventory, and then there's a column that shows you what platforms it's currently listed on, or what platform you sold it on.
Perfect.
We show that. But by the time this releases, we will have announced our new analytics feature. So we now have the ability to give sellers data and analytics about their business. So we have a page
that gives us nothing.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
So we have a page now on our, you'll see it on the side toolbar when you log in. Probably we'll start rolling it out in the next week or so to everyone. But That'll show you charts and graphs based by marketplace that show you your net revenue and total sales and how many sales per platform and best selling marketplaces, top selling categories.
Wow.
Just all of the seller data that you kind of want to look at quickly, and it'll summarize how you did for the month, and you can filter it by week or by month or by year or today or however you want to filter your sales, which is going to help organization a lot, because you'll just be able to see, okay, I'm doing really well on Poshmark. I got to pick it up on Depop. And you can see that visually in charts and graphs. That'll kind of make it a lot more, a lot easier to digest that business data.
That's fantastic.
I feel like I'm selling you guys short by calling you a cross-listing platform, because so much more than that, honestly. It's really comprehensive.
Yeah, no, this is this kind of our goal, just to help the reseller like in every aspect. Like you said, sourcing, that probably won't come out maybe until either later this year or 2022. That sounds so far away.
I was just curious, like what
where you guys are going in the future,
because I know you're always working on stuff.
Yeah, no, but we worked hard on this analytics feature. It's going to give you a ton of data, kind of your revenue, your profit, your top five selling categories, top five selling subcategories, top five brands. You'll be able to see a pie chart or donut chart actually, of like, you know, a breakdown of the marketplaces. So, you know, maybe like 33% of your sales came from Poshmark, blah, blah, blah. So you can see what are your best market performing marketplaces. And it's just going to be very helpful. It'll help you compare also like
how you're doing this week. That's really exciting. I have an app right now that I rely on for like when I do my what sold videos and whatnot, but it's exclusive to Poshmark. So it gives me all those stats, but it's only Poshmark. And my husband was just saying, he's an accountant, so he's the one who comes up with like any of the holes that I have in my business, that when I've been cross-posting over to eBay, I know that eBay has a feature where I can write what my cost of goods is, but Poshmark has it like in that little private section, and I haven't started to utilize it over on eBay to say where my cost of goods is, so that when he prints out, you know, my sales at the end of the month, he doesn't have what my cost of goods are for items that are selling over there.
So yeah, like you mentioned, cost of goods and having a field for that. So basically the way that we created the analytics is that once you sell an item, I mentioned before that you click an item and market is sold. Mm-hmm. When you say this item sold on eBay, it's just going to ask you a couple of questions. It'll say, how much did you sell it for? How much did the shipping cost? And then it's going to calculate how much of that sale was actually profit, because that's one thing that resellers struggle with, is knowing what was my gross and what was my net.
Yep.
So we'll be able to calculate how much of that was actually profit. The date that it sold. So you can say, okay, this week I did really well, but last week I didn't do very well. So we'll have a very easy input system that allows you to keep that data and analytics chart updated and accurate.
And that's so streamlined where it's all in one place.
Yeah. Super
so that's
exciting.
The goal. The goal is, like Thomas said at the beginning, to cover everything from sourcing to shipping all in one place, so that you can just do everything in one software and not have to be bouncing back and forth, having a ton of tabs open. Copy pasting things, download, making a spreadsheet somewhere else. We just want you to have everything a one-stop shop for your entire business.
Yeah, let's ditch the tabs, ditch the spreadsheets, just use our goal is just pretty much ditch all that and just use Vendu, and Vendu will be able to take care of everything.
I'm totally sold.
This is amazing. I love all that, the analytics part of it. So I'm a big data analytics person, but it's tough when you sell on multiple platforms and they don't all give you all the tools that you need. So you have to create your own thing, or you're purchasing other things to try to compensate for what you don't have. And then you do it sometimes, but don't do it other times because you don't have time because you work a full-time job outside the home, but then you do reselling basically full-time too. Mm. Talking about myself over here. And it's like, it's hard. So to have something all in one where you know all you need to do is click a couple of buttons and fill in some small little fields and it's going to populate everything for you. You download what you need and you can look at things on a monthly basis, weekly basis, however you want to look at it. And theoretically help you grow your business and be more profitable in the end. So that's fantastic.
That's the goal.
Do you guys offer tutorials for technically challenged people? Like I know you have some tutorials through your YouTube. Like I know you have some YouTube videos out.
Mm-hmm. So there's something that we're implementing. So there's two things we're implementing, right? Actually, one's kind of already implemented. So one thing we're implementing now is kind of like a product tour or onboarding feature. So it's kind of like we show you like a little pop-up, like, hey, you click here to list, you click here to delist, kind of like you've probably seen it in other softwares. That's kind of what we're adding, because we've seen lots of people, they don't fully understand the software, and we want to make sure, you know, people understand, because it's really a great tool. And also, whenever you have trouble, like, our customer service team is always available to get
on point. You guys have emailed me back immediately.
We also have live chat Monday through Friday, a customer service live chat. So anytime you hit that little help button, somebody can talk you through whatever you're experiencing. Nice. And then you can also schedule calls, and we get on calls typically with Ben. But we offer calls, onboarding calls for users if they require it. And then we also have those tutorial videos on eBay, like you mentioned before, that they get in an email as soon as they sign up. They get a link to those tutorial videos to watch before they get started.
Yeah, because I do find for certain people, they love the idea of something and they're even willing to pay for it. But then when they get it, and because I have paid for tools before that I've been very excited to use, and then I get it, and it's like failure to launch because I can't figure out what the first three steps are. Yep. And it's a little bit of a learning curve when you're, you know, learning any sort of a new system. So I think the fact that you guys offer such incredible customer service and have the tutorials in place and kind of do a little handholding when people need it. I think it really pays off, because once you learn it, then you're like cruising through, you know. Now I do it in my sleep, but it wasn't always that
overwhelming too, because there are so many things that are out there. And when you look at a tool at first, you may seem easy, then you try to do it and you're like, I really don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Are there more to this application that I really understand? And, you know, and maybe you're a little hesitant to even ask, you know, for some help on it, because everyone else seems to be able to do it easily. So that's great that you guys have that chat feature and you do hop on calls. I think that's customer service is just.
No, yeah, we love getting on calls, not only to help out the user, but also like, we kind of build it like thinking about us, like, you know, we're the ones building it, so we're obviously, we understand it,
right,
but we love getting that perspective of like, hey, like, you know, we don't get it, and we want to understand why you don't get it so we can improve on it. So all the feedback really helps us. And actually, I was going to say, we would love to add you guys to the analytics feature, because we do, so we gradually, like, for most of our, for our big feature, we usually roll it out slowly, because we want to fix obviously all the, if there's any bug. And we also want to hear feedback before we release a big feature. So we would love, to get your guys' opinion on it before.
Yeah, well, that was the group that I was a part of at one point. And yeah, it was great, because you would kind of see like who got it, who didn't, or things that people would pick up on, who use things in different ways, to Josh's point, how everybody resells a little bit differently. And what's intuitive to some people is not to others, you know? So I think like your little groups that give you the feedback was I'm sure helpful. I know it was helpful for me to actually have access to you and be able to learn that way.
Yeah, I think the overwhelming feedback is that our software is very intuitive and user-friendly. The interface is color coordinated. We just get a lot of good feedback about how people can navigate the software easily. Our main concern is that they know all of the things that it's capable of. Because, like, I know you've been using Vindoo for a while, and I think today you just heard a couple new features that you might not have ever tried before,
right,
that you have access to. So we just want to make sure that people get the full span of what they can do with the program, which also makes everyone feel like, oh, I'm definitely getting my money's worth, because I didn't know I could also do this and also do this. So we just want to make sure we educate all our users to use the platform to the fullest potential.
Do you have like one, which one of your service like combinations, or is there one that you would consider like your most popular?
I believe we have a plan that's 125 items. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the most common plan. It's around $20 a month, $19.99. Yeah. And then with the add-on, usually people pay typically around $25 a month or so. Right.
That's great.
And then, we have users, a lot of users that tell us they're in our affiliate program. So they're affiliates and they share their link out to people to convert them into Vindoo users. And that affiliate program pays for their subscription every month.
Oh, right, right.
So we hear that frequently also.
And how do people become affiliates in case people are interested?
So you can do it multiple ways. We have a link right at the bottom of the homepage of our website that says affiliate program. We also have a saved highlight on our Instagram page. So like right on those saved ones that are above the post, there's one that says affiliate. You can click that, and there's like a swipe up link that takes you straight to the sign up form. And there's a few different ways that they can access
it. That you've been saying, you know, do you want to make, you know, I've seen you guys advertising for affiliates on Instagram.
Yeah. So we also, I mean, if this is a plug, sign up for the affiliate program. We also have a YouTube channel that we release content on every Friday. The videos might span anywhere from, so we call it a seller's corner. So we're just talking about different seller related things. So some of them are entry level, like these are some marketplaces that you should consider if you're a beginner reseller. And then we have videos like, here's 10 tips when you're thrifting to how to find the best items to thrift for profit. Or so we post content like that frequently. And then we also just released a blog, which you can also access from the homepage of our website, vendu.co, that has articles weekly as well. We'll put up a few articles a month, and we'll also have some other resellers do like guest articles and stuff for us. And there's great reselling content in there for anybody that's just trying to get started and wants to get a little bit of a feel for the reseller community in this industry and how it works. Those are some good resources that you guys can tap into.
Man, great. You guys are really, I am really impressed. I really am. You are covering all the bases here. And
listen, I wasn't a Vendu user before, but I don't know. You may have converted me. I don't know. Might have happened.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more often.
Yeah.
I think we'll tell you after. Get you.
But let's say someone is listening, right, and they're uncertain or they're on the fence and, you know, they hear the debate back and forth, right? There's this platform, there's this platform, there's that platform. You should use this, you should use that. If someone's uncertain about the value of your product, what would you say to them to help them understand the value that you could add to their business?
Number one, time. So as a seller, as a entrepreneur, you need your time. We only have 24 hours in the day. If you work 8 hours and sleep 8 hours and eat and do everything else, then you only have a limited amount of time to source, list, package items, ship, do all of those things. So in order to optimize your tasks and scale up your business so that you don't just hit a ceiling, a time ceiling, like this is how many items I can list because I'm sleepy. You want to use a software that can help you facilitate that growth and take some of that time back so that you can put that time into the profitable parts of your business and not just the busy work parts of your business, like I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Two, organization. So with being a reseller, I think it's very important to know what you have, how much you paid for it, where it's listed, when it sold, how much profit you, like all of that information is very important information. Just because you start off in this business as a part-time kind of casual thing, and we all did, we made little sales here and there before we really started taking it seriously. But if you're just getting into this reseller space and you take it seriously from the beginning, you have the potential to grow so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say take it seriously, I just mean be organized, be on top of your numbers. Kind of pay attention, start off on a bunch of marketplaces where we all started off on one and had to work our way up. It's just a cheat code. It kind of just accelerates the growth and kind of just makes that opportunity a little bit easier for you to see results quickly. And in addition to that, we're going to continue just building more and more features to alleviate any pain points that resellers are experiencing. We're thinking about it already. We're talking about it and we're building something for it because we want this to be as easy of a process as possible, because this is such a great space. It's a great industry. There's a very low barrier of entry to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need too much knowledge. You can start with $10 and go to a yard sale. Yep. Like, this is a really, really easy industry to get into. And we want to make sure that the business part of it stays easy for those sellers that are on the fence and that are new.
And we have a free plan, right? So you can always try us out for 5 items, right? And I mean, just try it out. You'll love it. And if you don't love it, message us. We'll make you love it. And I mean, our cheapest plan is $9 a month, right? And those like add-ons, you don't really need those add-ons, right? Like if you're selling just, 25 items a month, do you need a relist, delist? I mean, you can, it can help you out, but they're not things that, you don't need to import. If you're just starting off, you know,
right.
Like you start off with, trying reselling. This is, which is why with 5 items a month, you know, you try it out and then maybe like, okay, I'm making good money off this. Let me, get to the 25 items. And then with $9, you'll make your money back.
Yeah, I really do like that you guys offer so many different levels. So if anybody really just wants to like get their feet wet, they can do the 5 listings for free and then they can, pay the $9. And so it's not like a huge investment if people are unsure. And I know that once they start using it, they'll just be like, sign me up.
So two things based on that. One, as a business, when you're running any kind of business, you're going to have at some point have to invest money into your business.
Yep.
So resellers typically only invest money in the area of inventory. That's the only way they're really pouring money into their business. But there's other tools and other things that you can pour into your business that are great investments for you that are going to help you yield bigger results. So starting off with a $9 a month plan could quadruple your sales. And that's a very small investment for a very big return. So I think you should definitely take that chance. And then also, I would say, when you mentioned our pricing plans and how we have multiple plans, we allow our users to change plans at any time. So you can upgrade, downgrade. You're not locked in. It's month to month. You can cancel, come back. If you're using a subscription, so let's say you're paying $25 a month. Next month, you don't really see yourself with that much inventory. You can cancel for that month, and everything's still in your Vendu inventory. You have access to it. You don't lose any information. It just puts you back into our free plan until you're ready to subscribe again to whatever plan that you want to be in. But we make it very easy for people to navigate between our plans because reselling is an inconsistent business.
Right.
One month you might have 100 new items to add, and next month you might only have 50, and then the following month you have 200. So you kind of want to have to move and change plans to facilitate whatever you're doing that month. But we try to make that as easy as possible.
That's so great. And I can say with confidence that I'm sure there are things in all of our death piles that we paid $15, $20, $30, $40 for that is doing us no good. And, you know, I love that way of thinking that, you know, this is just a different way of investing in your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People have no problem investing in that, you know, luxury items or whatever it is, you know, they're trying to resell, and why not invest $10 a month to try a product that could, you know, grow their business into an area that they never thought they'd be able to.
Absolutely. With the pricing plans, I have one more thing. Since I'm kind of just remembering on the fly, and I want to point out a lot of features that we have that people might not be familiar with.
Absolutely.
But let's say, for example, you're in our 125 item plan. You hit that ceiling for the month, so you've listed 125, or you've added 125 out of 125 for that month. You might not want to go up to the next plan and pay that price increase, but we have a feature where you can purchase 20 additional listings for $2.99. Wow. So let's say, like, I just have a few extra for this month that I need to list, but I'm at my limit. So you can click right on the subscription page in your settings, press that button, and for $2.99, you get 20 additional listings so that you don't have to join a plan that's more expensive. And then when your item counter resets at the beginning of your billing period, it'll go right back to zero of 125, and you'll be in the same plan that you were originally in.
That's a great feature.
That's fantastic. Awesome. I think I'm just going to have everybody. I don't think I'm ever going to. I've never felt the need to tell everybody to come listen to an episode as much as this episode.
Right.
Because you guys are covering everything. So many questions that I had. And
I think it's great that Lori's learning so much stuff and she's been using you guys for a while. Like that, you know, it's great that you're learning so much, Lori, and how you can utilize this program better for your business.
Josh and I have another call after this too. Can't be more up to speed on stuff. No, this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you guys want to share with us? We're just approaching the 1 hour mark. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to add.
I'll just say by the time this comes out, January 20th is our 1 year anniversary for when we launched the paid version of our software. So it's really cool to do this with you guys right at our 1 year anniversary.
Wow, that's really
this was like a
great.
It seems like we've been out for a lot longer than that because we did our beta in June of 19, and then we launched the paid version in January 20th of 2020. So it kind of feels like we've been talking to all of we know everybody first name basis. We know our users' email addresses. We know what states they're in. Like we've been talking to we get so much interaction from them and so much feedback from them that it's really cool to, that they've come along this journey with us for this first year. So I just want to thank all of our users and our potential future users for the support and for helping us get to this point, giving us great feedback and just being consistently, amazing with sharing information and welcoming us into this community. I'm not sure if Thomas has anything he wants to add, but I just wanted to thank all of our users because that's really the most important thing.
Yeah, no, I wanted to thank everybody as well. And also you guys. And also the thing that I always ask for users, just feedback. We love feedback. That's what pretty much helps us build a better platform. Don't think you're bugging us. We love it. We organize it. That's kind of like, I would love to give you like a little insight on like how we work on our side of things. Like, you know, you ask for a feature. If it's a new feature that we've never been requested before, we'll create a ticket for it. Mm-hmm. And if it has been requested before. You know, we work on features. The more requests we have for a feature, the more likely it's going to get to worked on. So the more feedback, the better. If you really want something built, you're like, you know, this will be super helpful. Just we love hearing from our users, and that's, you guys make the platform pretty much, you know. So yeah, that's kind of the last.
Well, wow.
How can people find you guys if they want to contact you? Instagram, like, where's the best place that they can find you guys?
So Instagram, vendoo.co, vendoo.co. Our website is the same, vendoo.co. We're also on YouTube. You can just search Vendoo on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. You can just search Vendoo to find both of those. And all the other resources you can find right from our website. So you can access our blog and anywhere else that you would want to find us. We're on Twitter. We're on anywhere that you can search Vendoo. We're on there.
And you can always email us at hello@vendoo.co as well. So.
Perfect. Well, congratulations on 1 year.
Thank you.
I know. I feel special having you guys on for the 1 year. It's great.
Thank you so much. I did want to mention before the call is over, anybody that's hearing this right now and you're considering signing up for Vendoo, when you're checking out to purchase your subscription, use the code ThriftersVilla. It's all lowercase. It's all one word. And you'll get 40% off your first month.
Nice. Yay. Thank you so much for doing that for our listeners. We appreciate that. Hey, I want a picture for the gram before we go. We good?
Sorry, guys. You're going to have to wait a second. We're taking a picture.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. All right. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Well, I am so excited we had this conversation. Congratulations on 1 year. Thank you both and your team for what you have contributed to the reselling community. I mean, you have made so many of our jobs easier and more streamlined. And I know you guys are working hard every day to just keep helping us out. And we really do appreciate it. I would be lost without Vendoo, honestly, honestly, honestly. There's no way I would be cross-posting without you guys.
And I'm so glad that I was able to meet you guys too. Like this was great. This was just a great conversation. I loved every second of it. I know our listeners will love it. And hopefully you guys had a good time on here with us.
Oh, we definitely had a good time.
It's amazing. Daniela, we're going to talk. We're going to get you.
We're going to chat.
You guys are welcome back anytime. And I will be doing my follow-up YouTube little challenge. And we'll be talking more about Vendoo over there as well. So, thanks again, you guys, and congratulations on a fantastic platform. And we hope to talk with you real soon.
Yeah. Thanks. We appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye. Bye. Hey, the Thrifters. It's Daniela. And today we are going to talk about shapeandfoster.com. So Shape and Foster is a lifestyle development app that provides monthly actionable insight from 6 experts in mental health, financial planning, nutrition, fitness, yoga, and a life coach. It is a one-stop shop for self-improvement. The app provides a proactive and informed approach to improving your mental well-being by enabling practices and habits to be built. Lifestyle development is about enhancing your quality of life by improving awareness, identity, and potential. One community of actionable insight. Learn from 6 pillars essential to a healthy heart and healthy mind, and in one unique app. Visit www.shapeandfoster.com for your free 14-day trial. Now let's get back to the episode.